dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Time for You Big Dummy. Yeah. Dummy. This is where we take stories that are dumb with dummies doing dumb stuff, and we vote on their dumbness. Dummy number one, dummy number one. Authorities say a New Jersey woman playing Pokemon Go in a cemetery ended up stuck in a tree and had to call 911 to rescue her. Firefighters at Clarksboro say the woman climbed a tree Tuesday night in Ellington Cemetery. She called 911, and the East Greenwich, or Greenwich, Greenwich, I don't know if it's Greenwich or Greenwich, I don't know how they pronounce it, I'm guessing Greenwich. Township Fire and Rescue arrived to get her down with a ladder. Chief Ron Gould told TV station that she was a bit embarrassed at that point. Fire officials didn't release her name to spare her additional embarrassment. Ah, yes. Ever since the Pokemon Go thing has started, we've had at least one Pokemon Go.
Won't be the last time.
It won't be the last one this week either, you big dummy Pokemon players.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Okay. We got a break, and then we'll continue with You Big Dummy right here on WGN. And by the way, we do have a dummy reader this week. And if you want to be a reader, you just find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to Dan at nickdshow@gmail.com, and you'll read it, and you'll get yourself a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Yeah, funky. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Fly Jams Friday coming up. And this is a fly jam. Nick DiGilio here, You Big Dummy. And we're in the middle of it. I still remember when last year, right around this time, when we changed this segment to You Big Dummy. And I remember the night that Adam, who's here tonight, the great Adam Phillips, one of the best engineers here, was recording this song on a loop so that we could play it as a bed underneath the bit. And he was like, I was like, wow. He came out of the studio where he was, and he was recording it on the loop for us. And he comes out and he's like, wow, I didn't realize what a jam this song was. And he had to listen to it for like 16 minutes straight. All right. Dummy number. Oh, wait a minute. That was wrong. All right. Dummy number two. Not me. I am a dummy, but this is dummy number two. Authorities say a woman said she has been ticketed for driving in a carpool lane with a fake passenger. The driver was pulled over during Thursday morning's rush hour on the Long Island Expressway. Suffolk County police say the woman was driving in the carpool lane, which was restricted to travel during busy times unless the driver has a passenger. Police say that the dummy was wearing clothes and even had a baseball hat and a briefcase. Authorities noted the dummy was not wearing a seatbelt, but the driver was not ticketed for that.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Deep Dummy. Remember the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David pays the hooker just to ride with him so he can drive in the carpool lane? Dummy number three, dummy number three. Three dummies now. Dummy number three, our reader this week is Chip. Hi, Chip. For being our reader, Chip wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, Chip, take it away.
This is Chip for You Big Dummy. A man who had a warrant out for his arrest was apprehended after he entered a police station because of Pokemon Go. William Wilcox of Milford, Michigan, was riding his bike while headed to a local Pokemon gym in the area. Unbeknownst to him, the gym in question was the Milford Police Department building. When Wilcox, who was wearing pajamas at the time, wandered over, officers recognized him immediately and apprehended him. Milford Police Chief Tom Lindbergh told local NBC affiliate KCBD, "Fortunately, sometimes they make our job easy for us. He either forgot he had a warrant out for his arrest or is just ignoring it, thinking nothing will happen." Lindbergh added, "I think he was more upset that he had to stop playing the game. Now back to you, Nick."
Boy, this segment's getting a whole lot easier to do thanks to Pokemon, huh? Good God. We're going to have material for years if this crap keeps up.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
All right. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dan, there's video for this on our Facebook page?
That is correct, yes.
All right, video for this one on our Facebook page if you want to check out Dummy Number 4, facebook.com/NickDShow. A Chinese groom may have already landed himself in the doghouse after he failed to notice his bride falling off the back of his electric scooter. Oh, no. Oh, I got to see this. The video posted to Facebook by the state-run People's Daily newspaper shows the bride sitting side saddle style on the back of an electric scooter being driven by her groom. Scooter goes over a speed bump and bucks the bride off the back of the bike. Bystanders stop to help the woman get on her feet, and the husband continues to ride off into the distance. Have you seen it, Dan? You've seen the video?
I have. It's pretty spectacular. Esmeralda has, too.
Esmeralda, you've seen it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Watch it on our Facebook page there.
Dummy! Dummy!
Yeah, and that's what she's yelling to him as he's riding away. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man playing Pokemon Go while driving hit a car. To make matters worse, it was a police car. I've seen this video, by the way. In body camera video released by the Baltimore Police Department, several officers are seen standing near a police car as a Toyota RAV4 slams into the cruiser and continues driving. In the video, an officer runs after the vehicle, which stops near the end of the block. The driver gets out of his car. The officer asks if everyone is okay, and the driver, whose face is blurred in the clip, shows the police officers his cell phone and says, "That's what I get for playing this dumbass game," the man said to the officers.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We got to thank the Pokemon people for keeping this segment lively. All right, dummies. The dummy who got stuck in a tree playing Pokemon Go, the dummy who used a dummy to ride in the carpool lane, the dummy who had a warrant out for his arrest walked into a police station playing Pokemon Go, the dummy who didn't notice his bride falling off the back of his electric scooter, and the dummy who hit a police car while driving playing Pokemon Go. All right, Dan.
I always love when the word dumb appears in the actual news story.
Yeah.
And we've got two this week between the guy who's like, it's a dumbass game,
right,
and the lady who used the dummy in the carpool lane. But the fact the guy was wearing pajamas when he showed up to the police station is what makes me want to choose that one.
All right, so you're going with the dummy who, one of the Pokemon. Pokemon 2. Pokemon number 2. All right, Vic.
I just watched the video.
It is priceless. I have to go with this guy that didn't even know his bride fell off.
Oh, the groom? You're going groom on the scooter?
It's hilarious.
Okay, so we got Pokemon number two, groom on the scooter, Esmeralda.
I'm sorry to go with the one that's the dumbass game one. Just because.
That is good.
That's what I get for playing this dumbass game.
No, they won. I heard that. I'm like, nope, we're done.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to go with Esmeralda. It was a good week, but Esmeralda, I got to go with you. By the way, that video is online, and you can actually hear the guy say it if you're interested in actually hearing his line reading of it. Because we're going to put it up. It'll be up on the Facebook page. But yeah, you might want to check it out. But yeah, and I tried to do it as close to him as possible because the guy's like, he gets out, he's like, oh man, he's all disappointed. That's what I get for playing this dumbass game. All right, that's our dummy of the week. All right, should we start or should we just wait?
Yeah, we should probably just wait.
Yeah, we should wait. All right. We don't want to get to the news late because that would be dummy. Although I do like the dummy who used a dummy to go to the carpool lane. I like the...
And he had a briefcase.
The briefcase is the best. That's the best detail of that story. I got to make it look real. Get him a baseball cap and a briefcase. He'll look like a real guy. All right, we got a break. We come back, we got the news, and then Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies for Fly Jams Friday as well. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing? Friday morning, we'll get to Fly Jams Friday coming up. Here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Get your Fly Jam request ready for DJ Shagru. We're here till 5, and Steve Grzanich with the opening bell on your Friday morning, coming up at 5. And at 6 o'clock, the great Steve Cochran after 6 in the morning, right here on 720 WG. And make sure you tune in for all of that good stuff. And they'll be talking definitely about Trump's speech and the entire Republican National Convention. And Andrea Darlis, by the way, is in Cleveland, and she will be reporting live from Cleveland. She was there. I do want to mention really quickly that Andrea texted me a picture of a woman that she met in Cleveland at the convention. And she texted me the picture, and it was a picture of a woman. She was smiling, and Andrea said, "Nick, I ran into one of your biggest fans. She loves you. She thinks you're great." And then she said, "She loves you. You cured her of insomnia." And I went, oh, okay, I guess that's a compliment. I cured her of her insomnia. But thank you. And Esmeralda, I mean, sorry, Esmeralda. Andrea ran into a fan of mine in Cleveland. I don't know. Maybe she was from Illinois and she traveled to Cleveland for the convention. But anyway, Andrea's going to be reporting live from the Steve Cochran for the Steve Cochran Show coming up after 6. And you should always listen to Steve Cochran because he rules the planet. All right. And speaking of listening, oh, man, you see again?
Man, Dumont, aren't you glad you stayed up?
He's on the line on hold. That's how he likes to listen to
from
the show.
From Cleveland.
From Cleveland. He's been on hold. You know, the phone bill? He doesn't care.
Because do you think he and that listener are in the same hotel room listening on the phone, like holding it between the ears?
She's asleep. She's clearly asleep. I cured her of insomnia. She's asleep. Anyway, so yes, speaking of listening, when you listen 24/7 to the station, as you should because it's the best ever, whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you laugh, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, here we go, Dan.
All right, first up, Brian heard this one of Wendy.
I'd be down there for an hour.
Oh, all right.
Another one of Wendy from Brian a short time later.
I've had it bigger.
All right. Jeez. Welcome back, Wendy.
All right, a first-timer here.
Uh-oh.
Suzanne Mission, who is filling in for Steve Bertrand on the Wintrust Business Lunch. She's also got a podcast on WGN Plus.
Okay.
This one is of her from Eric.
Do you think this is going to just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
Welcome to the family, Suzanne. That's all I can say. Okay.
An emailer submitted this one of Max.
No.
But I'm sure they're trying to slip it in as quickly as they can.
It's really hard for me to express how much I love Max Armstrong. Really, truly. I love Max so much, and it just makes me happy whenever I hear his voice, especially when I hear his voice say something like that. You little rascal. Okay.
Jerry emailed this one of Rob Martier.
Let's get you back on top here.
Rob's infrequent on this segment. He's been a few times. Mm-hmm. We need more Rob Martier. He needs to be a little more filthy.
You might hear it next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that could be. All right.
Carol and Eric sent in these of Dave Schwann and Dean Richards.
No one can eat just one.
Can't stop eating.
There you go.
I like it a little chunky.
Dean and Dave are a lovely couple. I love both those guys. All right.
Harold submitted this one of Roger Badish.
They're trying to blow up Pokemon, I think.
Did he say blow up or blow?
I think he was trying to say blow up, but he
didn't. He said blow, right? He said blow a Pokemon. Maybe that's what was happening when that guy was driving. Playing his dumbass game. All right, next.
Our good friend Jim Hankey heard this one of you.
Uh-oh. Eric, tell us about nuts. Thanks, Jim. Thanks a lot, buddy. All right.
All right, Eric's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Dave Ennett.
Cole Hamels did it.
Okay.
Then Bill Leff.
There was a couple of other positions that they're dangling in front of him.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
And this one of Kim Gordon, Bill Leff, and Wendy.
Should do it right out
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
Do
over
it.
Video
do it.
And put it on your Facebook page.
All right.
All right. All right, I'll do it.
Bill was creepy in that clip. Wasn't Bill a little creepy? Esmeralda, wasn't Bill a little creepy? Do
he
it.
He was waiting on
do
the
it.
Wing. He's waiting in the wings.
He's just standing there. Do it. I picture him on a two-sided mirror. I picture him on the do it. On the one-sided window, you know. Like a lineup, he's on the other side. All right, go ahead.
Our own Esmeralda submitted this one of Craig Collins. Blow it as much as you can.
Oh. Wow. Look at Esmeralda, man. Sending him in. All right.
Harold texted this one of Esmeralda.
Chum rub.
Okay.
All right. All of these involve the morning show. They're all from Eric. All from the same morning, no less.
Oh, my God. All right.
Here we go. First up, Mary Vandeveld and Steve Cochran.
Well, she could do it in the afternoon.
We could do it on stage there.
God. Okay.
Ben Cochran solo.
I wasn't lubing up the ball.
Oh! Come on, Steve! Okay.
Then Mary Sandberg, Mary Vandeveld, and Cochran.
And you would have eaten two?
I would have. If there was a second one there, I would have eaten it. It's a 12-inch.
Oh, that's easy to do. They're very thin.
It is very thin.
I got to tell you, I'm advocating you do it every night. You've been in such a good mood all morning long.
What's going on, man? I'm telling you, when Sandberg came into that show, it all changed. I'm telling you. All right.
Wild Bill emailed this one of you.
Oh. Well, you could do it with all kinds of sausages. You know, I didn't even realize that came out of my mouth. I swear to you, I didn't even realize that. Okay.
Mikey sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I mean, I'd probably tuck it into something.
That's so appropriate since last week one of the movies in the park was Silence of the Lambs. All right.
Mikey also heard these of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, come on. My butt hurt for 3 days.
Wow.
All right, let's not go into that.
Matthew submitted this one of you.
When I finish, I'm on my left leg and my right leg is up. Oh, man. All right. Wow, that's pretty unbelievable. I got to admit, that one is pretty unbelievable. By the way, I was talking about bowling. That's I just want to make sure it's clear. All right.
And finally, Jesse emailed this one to Vic Vaughn.
Uh-oh, Vic.
She likes multi-purpose products.
That's not Vic's first rodeo, is it?
No, he's been there before.
All right, he's been there before. That's great. Esmeralda, you're a little disappointed. No Lou this week.
There was one, but it was too dirty.
Oh, it was too dirty.
That's yeah. Our Lou.
That's our Lou. All right,
Yeah, let's do this. Bye. It's a quick one.
All right, here we go. So let me do this real quick. All right, here we go. Okay. Spies. Go ahead.
Patty had Hal Sparks on, and you texted her.
Oh.
But yeah, here we go.
You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joining us on the line is Hal Sparks, who's performing this Sunday at Zany's on Wells in Old Town. The show is at 7:30. And before we talk about anything else, I just got a text from our host that comes on right after me. He wanted me to tell you how amazing, how much he loves you, that you rule. There was a word before that I can't say on the air, but... that's Nick DiGilio wanted to say hi.
It was very flirty.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Nick. And right back at you, including the language.
Right on. What's the F word, by the way?
Thanks, password.